On March 20, 2003, a multinational, UN-approved invasion force led by the United States invaded Iraq, marking the beginning of a war that celebrated its 10-year anniversary 2 weeks ago. The media coverage of this anniversary, which was extensive, consistently avoided the truth about the Iraq War. Whether you listened to Rush Limbaugh or Chris Matthews, tuned your television to Fox News or MSNBC, all you heard was crap. People arguing about whether Iraq had WMDs, they did, by the way, whether Bush lied about yellowcake uranium, he didn't, and whether the war accomplished anything worthwhile, it did. Saddam Hussein is gone, right? Although we live in what people call the information age, it might be more accurate to call it the misinformation age. I listened diligently for 2 straight weeks to various retrospectives on the Iraq War by various commentators with various political viewpoints, getting madder and madder until I was on the verge of popping a vein. Not one person related the Iraq War to the Oklahoma City bombing. Not one. In case you haven't heard, which is very likely since nobody on any national news outlet will talk about it, Timothy McVeigh did not blow up the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building on April 19, 1995. At least not alone, and not for some hazy right-wing militia reason. He was there, he was involved, but the explosion was masterminded, funded, and carried out by Muslim Iraqis sent by Saddam Hussein. Puts a whole different perspective on the Iraq War 8 years later, doesn't it? This isn't some wild conspiracy theory. We know this. We know this because of a woman named Jaina Davis who happened to be working at an Oklahoma City television station when the bombing occurred. Jaina Davis is an American hero. Instead of being satisfied with making sure her hair wasn't mussed and her makeup was perfect, like most TV reporters, Jaina Davis buckled down, went to work, and started investigating. She learned that other people were involved. She interviewed eyewitnesses repeatedly. She traced McVeigh back to his motel where she documented the Iraqis who were staying with him. She developed local law enforcement and FBI contacts who told her the Iraqis were under investigation before the bombing even happened. She detailed and documented everything she learned and delivered her data to the FBI. At first, the FBI was interested, but that quickly changed. Within days, in fact. The word came down from Washington powers that be that nobody wanted to hear about Iraqis. They wanted Timothy McVeigh as the culprit, and they wanted him to be operating solo. The FBI not only ignored her, they started misplacing the documentation she gave them. Fortunately, she had copies, and she's persistent. After years of frustration trying to get the FBI on the right track, after contacting congressmen and other government officials and getting nowhere, Jaina Davis took her information to a lawyer named David Shippers. She was thinking about putting what she knew in a book and wanted his opinion. David Shippers was the chief investigative counsel for the impeachment trial of President Bill Clinton, so he's a professional investigator. After looking at the evidence that Jaina Davis had compiled, Shippers had this to say, quote, "My respect and admiration for Jaina Davis and what she has accomplished is unbounded. She is, without question, the finest and most thorough investigator that I have ever known, and I have known literally thousands." Unquote. As for her conclusion that Iraqis were responsible for the Oklahoma City bombing, David Shippers wrote this in the foreword to the book she eventually published, quote, "There is contained in this book not one fact, not one allegation, not one accusation, not one conclusion that is not supported and corroborated by evidence sufficient to constitute proof in a court of law." Unquote. So why does nobody talk about this? Saddam Hussein attacked the United States of America at least once, and although the FBI lied to us, they wouldn't dare lie to the new president, their new boss in 2001. George Bush, they would have to tell the truth. So when the 9-1-1 attack happened, Bush already knew about the Iraqis bombing the federal building in Oklahoma, and this information had to color every decision he made subsequently. It's not just peculiar that everybody ignores this information. It's downright spooky. It gives me the creeps. We shouldn't care whether Iraq had WMDs. They blew up a federal building in the U.S. heartland, for crying out loud. That's an act of war. Meanwhile, I wonder what it's like to be Jaina Davis, responsible for perhaps the most impressive and paradigm-shifting investigative journalism in our nation's history, but completely ignored by her fellow journalists. You know who won the Pulitzer Prize for investigative journalism in 2004, the year her book was published? 3 guys from the Toledo Blade who wrote about American atrocities in the Vietnam War. Give me a break. That's today's dose of common sense.